brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Patriot icon Red Beckman was already scheduled for the show, but now he can comment on Patriot icon Eustace Mullins. He'll also talk about the New World Order Master Plan, his 50 years fighting it, and a lot more coming up. I just talked to him. He certainly has a comment on the illegals being above the law. I mean, talk about fraud. Talk about unjust weights and measures. It is fraud. They are above the law. They get all the free welfare. Citizens get nothing. While our standard of living implodes. Going back to Ken in Michigan. Ken, finish up your point.
Well, I've noticed all you have to do is, I'm not a big TV watcher, but all you have to do really is watch some of the police documentaries like First 48, Cop. All you see is a bunch of criminal Mexicans. Probably most of them are illegal, and they're causing havoc, and nobody seems to care.
Nobody. Well, you know there's 100 million people in Mexico, and criminals flee there and come here.
It's a shame, you know, and they've been doing this for how long, Alex? I mean, when are people going to wake up?
They have woken up, but the government, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is controlled by the New World Order.
Yeah, they come at us from so many angles sometimes. It's just hard. I can't imagine the, you know, how you deal with it all, but because I know.
Well, this is how I deal with it. This is how I deal with it, Ken. Things would be 1,000% worse if people like Red Beckman and Bill Benson and G. Edward Griffin and Myron Fagan and Eustace Mullins and countless other people 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago hadn't been telling the truth. People like Gary Allen, people like Bob Chapman, they understood what was happening. They warned us so other generations of people could wake up, and we grew slowly. But we are now probably 30% of the population, and it took 3 to 5% to win the Revolutionary War. Look, 80% of the public wanted to be slaves, okay? And another 17% or so supported the Patriots, but it was only about 3 to 5% that started it and won it. And so we're in the right. We've got 30%. If the globalists don't go to full martial law in the next year, we'll have 50% another year or two. We are growing that fast. It's been a slow growth, but it's been exponential, and now it's doubling and just expanding massively every few years. And we'll talk to Red Beckman about the mass awakening. And when we say mass awakening, folks, it is a mass awakening. And that's why they openly say they want to restrict and censor and have the UN take over the Internet. That's openly being announced. World government's openly being announced. They tried the game of denying any of this existed for decades. That doesn't work anymore. So now they say, oh, well, world government's good. So Ken, that's why I stay in the fight. I don't have a choice. There's nowhere to run. If there was some free country, I'd be just like my ancestors jumping on the Mayflower and coming to a new land to be free and left alone by government. There's nowhere to run. My roots are here. I'm cornered. I have nowhere to go. I've got to fight. And that's a powerful position, folks, when you've committed that you know there's nothing else you can do and you realize you're going to die regardless. You might as well stand up and fight and just commit to it, all of you. So what do you think of them apples, Ken?
Oh, you're about right on. And I hope more people will wake up to what's going on. And I try to wake up as many people as I can, and I think we got a chance, but we all need to band together and fight against the satanic Hitler wannabes.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. In 3 minutes, we're back with Red Beckman. He'll be with us 20 minutes in the next hour, and yes, we'll open the phones. He can comment on any issue. Red Beckman, a real treasure. Straight ahead.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Red Beckman, author of The Law That Never Was and Born Again Republic. Beckman is the founder of the Fully Informed Juries Association that is all over the United States and informs juries that they're the boss, not the corrupt judge or prosecutor. Beckman documented by going to all of the states that existed when we got the 16th Amendment for the income tax, that it was never properly ratified. And he's going to be with us into the next hour, and we're very honored to have him with us. Red, thanks for coming on.
Very good to be with you.
For those that may not know who you are, we have a lot of new affiliates and listeners. Encapsulate who you are, your awakening, and what you've seen over the last 50 years fighting this tyranny, and where you think we are today.
Well, I think that when I really woke up to the fact that our government was not performing as it was supposed to, was while I was in the military, in the service during the Korean War. And I seen things happen that didn't make sense. And, of course, when I got out of the service in December of 52. I tried to be involved in the political process, and it took me a number of years to figure out that our vote on election day just didn't do the job as far as controlling our government. And so I had to do some studying and all, and of course I discovered that our votes, we have a three-vote system, not a one-vote system, because we have learned to our sorrow that electing people to Congress and such, that we don't have the control that we should have. And the founders were wise men, and they put the grand jury system in, and they put the trial jury system in. And both the grand jury and the trial jury had been in existence for centuries prior to our War of Independence. And so I found that the juries had the power to nullify law, and that we the people are the sovereigns. We're not the peons of government. We are to control government. And of course, the government controlled the schools, the education process. They actually controlled the churches and the media. And you have hit it so hard over the years about how they are attacking our minds and trying to control our minds, and they do that by feeding us a lot of propaganda, a lot of lies, and so we have to overcome that. And today we have an exciting situation going on in this country with all the Tea Parties, the Oath Keepers, the fully informed juries, all these, Sheriff Mack, all these things are happening right now. And, of course, here I am at 81 years of age, and I'm getting to see all of this. I'm getting to enjoy what's happening. We the people, you know, the Declaration of Independence says that the government derives their just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, if they can tamper with the minds of the people, then they can derive unjust powers. They get unjust powers, and we the people pay the bills. And that's what has happened to us in this country. Too much of our power, the people power, has been transferred to government. Now, government isn't going to give that power back. They're not just going to give it back when we say we want our power back. They're a greedy bunch, and they will keep your power. I'm seeing it happen. I'm seeing the things that are happening all across this country. And it's a real exciting time. In 1989, I wrote my little book, Walls in Our Minds, and I made the statement how that Germany was the first country to be conquered by the Nazis. And, of course, Germany paid an awful price for letting an enemy within conquer the nation. They paid the price of World War II because they allowed an enemy within. And, of course, in 89, I wrote about how our government had become an enemy within and that our future was somewhat cloudy. And here we are, 20 years later, and, of course, at that time I said that we would probably have an economic crash or meltdown, and that would open the door and people would wake up. And so, Alex, we're seeing it, and what a thrill it is.
But there's the added danger, though, that people are waking up because now the enemy is trying to fully implode the country so they can control it and robbing us of tens of trillions of dollars a year and launching all these new wars in our name. And so it's good that people are waking up, but they should be because we're in very, very dire straits. Red Beckman, from your 50 years of study, who runs the New World Order? What is the New World Order? What is this system? How do the central banks get so much power?
Well, I'll tell you, every generation will always produce a certain number of, well, some people call them matoids. They're mental cripples who think that they are far superior to anybody else and that they have a, well, they used to call it the divine right of kings. And our generations are no different. I've seen three generations now at my age. We have these people show up, and they really belong in mental institutions. But we don't. We end up following them because they usually have enough propaganda and such to where they can, and they line up enough suckers to believe what they are trying to tell you. And, of course, over the history of our country, we've had some of these people always trying to get a central bank. And of course, we've had a couple of presidents that said no. They understood how dangerous a central bank is. Well, in 1913, of course, we got the income tax and the 17th Amendment. We got the Federal Reserve Bank. Because we had, we had about 30 million immigrants in this country that had come from Western Europe, and they hadn't really assimilated to the point where they understood our language, our political system, and all of that. And they were too easily manipulated. That's how Wilson became president of the United States. As far as I'm concerned, that's what happened. And, of course, we have somewhat of a parallel today. We have so many of these immigrants, and so many of them are illegal. And as I told you before we went on the air, I had recently written an op-ed piece. And I told how that the Roe v. Wade decision, the abortion thing, those first people that lost their lives in the abortion mills back there would now be 37, 38 years old in the prime of their life, of their productive life. And we have now murdered over 50 million. And that's our workforce that we eliminated through the abortion thing.
And the globalists, in many of their own documents, admit that was their plan. Kill off the Americans, bring in the foreigners, then they'll pull the lever for gun control, big government, everything, and it's now happening.
Yep. There was that vacuum in our workforce and they brought in all these illegals, and they're working very hard to give them amnesty. And of course, they give them all our Social Security money. They give them all their free health care and everything. And we, the people of this country, we're getting the short end of the stick.
And we subsidize driving down our own wages. And with the consular matricula on record, they will give unlimited numbers of these to citizens. Now, other countries are duplicating what Mexico's done to where they literally are godlike with all the identities they want, everything they want. It's a second set of rules designed to cripple the country.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 30 minutes, Red Beckman has been on with us. He'll be with us halfway into the next hour. We just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv and living video color. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, we're going to be adding a lot of new features in the next few weeks. I'm just going to leave it at that, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So certainly I look forward to that for all the great members over there. And, of course, everybody can listen for free on your local AM and FM, shortwave, satellite, or the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Over 200,000 people a day downloading the free podcast. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Archive the show. That's all at InfoWars.com on the radio listen page. Just pull the pull down there, click on podcast, Flycast, a lot of different ways to listen on your cell phone. Infowars.com. And don't forget, we fund our operation through you, the listener. You support us. When you buy a book, a t-shirt, that funds this 8,000 square foot office, the documentaries, the books, the live radio show, my crew. We are in the midst of finishing up our big TV studio next door, and launching a whole bunch of new operations. I'm not risking my life. I'm not fighting 14, 15, some days 18 hours a day, some days 24 hours a day against the globalists because I think I'm going to lose. These people are dangerous killers. They run the planet. They do whatever they want. But history shows tyrants always reach too far. I wouldn't be fighting them and risking my life if I didn't know they could be beaten. I know they can be beaten. I know they will be beaten. And if you listen to my show 10 years ago, it was a lot more negative than it is now. I said, if we don't wake people up, if we don't educate people about the true architecture of world government, if we don't educate them as the controlled banking collapse comes, we have the IMF and World Bank documents, we know what they've done in every other country, we know what they've done in England in 1815 with the Rothschilds. If we don't do this, and if we don't educate the military and police that they're expendable and being used and brainwashed, then these people are going to win. But I started waging war 16 years ago against the tyranny, 14 years ago on air, Red Beckman back in the early 1950s, and it takes time. And that's the number one message. Now, going back to Red Beckman and then your phone calls and a lot of other issues, Red, I was asking you the question of the enemy's counter operations. I mean, I am shocked by how out in the open they are now. I guess that's hubris or false arrogance or a face they're putting on because their internal documents from Cass Sunstein, the Congress, the UN, stuff they don't widely publicize but that is publicly available, they say they're in deep danger. They are freaking out saying we've got to go with shutting down web, arresting people that criticize government. We've got to go to a hot tyranny, not a cold incremental tyranny, which is good because the cold incremental tyranny is hard to beat. Because it sneaks around, like Cicero said, inside your gates. I like it that they're coming right out in the open. And so why do you think they're openly announcing world government? Why do you think they're openly shifting from denying all this to admitting it, but putting their spin on it? And how do you see them counter-striking?
Well, you know, I think that so much of this is the spin masters, of course, they're just paid. These are people that are paid to come up with all this stuff. I think that they're in a state of terror. They're looking for a place to hide. You know, everything is going backwards for them. They're not getting the job done. They're not getting the guns. They're not going to get the guns. I mean, they might get what comes out the end of the barrel of the gun, but they're not going to get the gun itself. And I think that, you know, 9-1-1, they were able to, you know, fool the American people initially into thinking it was those foreigners, those aliens, that had pulled this off, taking control of those planes and flying into the World Trade Center. How many Americans today are there that still believe that? Very, very, very few. And what we have is we've got hundreds of people all over this nation that are trying to put the pieces together. They're collecting the evidence. And I would dare say that there's some people out there that pull that off. They're right here in this country. They've got an escape hatch. They'll fly to some other country or something when it gets too hot, but they're still here. But I would dare say they kind of rub their necks once in a while, and I wonder if they kind of feel that rope settling around their neck. Because if they take another, do another dirty trick like they did 9-1-1, the American people are not going to sit still for any more of their false flags. It's not going to happen. And I think that what we've got going on in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, I think that the military, they're doing some thinking on their own. They're not depending on Obama to give them a sense of direction. I think they are getting along with the Iraqi people like they have never done. They're getting along with the Afghans. If you're reading between the lines and even not always between the lines, we're getting a different picture coming from both Afghanistan and Iraq, because I think our military, I think we've got some people in there that have enough smarts to recognize that we cannot finance all these wars out there such as we've been doing.
Well, the attempt is to bankrupt the nation. It's to bankrupt the states,
right,
to the bankers who made all this money out of fiat thin air and want to bankrupt us, just like a local bank wants to bankrupt the farmer. They want the land.
Sure. But I'll tell you, it's coming to an end and coming very, very rapidly, much faster than I would have ever thought that it could happen. Because I see it happening. Well, the last time I was on your show, several months ago, you put my address on there, and we said anybody that sends a $5 bill, we'll send them a copy of that little book, Walls in Our Minds. We sent out hundreds of them. I've done hundreds of talk shows, and I have never, never had the response that we had from that show. I was on for at least an hour, I think, but we got a tremendous response. Well,
which is another indicator of how large the radio show's gotten, but how active the people are and how hungry they are for information. Red, so much other stuff is going on and happening, but you look at how they do create walls in our minds. They paint false pictures. Obama is expanding all these wars, increasing the military budget while cutting the pay to the troops. Last year, he tried to make troops buy their own insurance. I even had the head of the American Legion on speaking out against it. But then they spin it and say the troops are angry. They say Obama isn't waging enough wars. They say Obama isn't giving them the surge they need, which is total false reality. The troops know we're going bankrupt. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. They don't want to be there. But the media creates this fake spin that Obama's a liberal against the war when he's actually expanding it.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Red Beckman is just going to be with us for the rest of the hour, and I want to start getting to your phone calls with our guest. But, Red, you were trying to make a point as we went to break about the fact that we're calling this the Second American Revolution. I say the answer to 1984 is the spirit of 1776, but in truth, we are the restorationists. We are the lawful government. We're the good guys, a bunch of offshore banks robbing us of trillions of dollars and setting up a police state. They're the bad guys. They're the revolutionaries. Go ahead.
Well, if we're in a revolution, it's the third revolution, which is going to restore our lawful government in this country. Because the Second American Revolution started right in the very beginning because we had some of those people back there in that generation who also thought that they were smart enough to where they could rule and the rest of us would be their servants. And so through subversion, and it comes down, you can trace it all the way down through our history. The Civil War was an absolute atrocity that was perpetrated by some of these so-called very wise people, smart people, And
well, it's on record that the Rothschilds and the British, I mean, it's mainline history, manipulated both sides to have the war. There wasn't a good side or a bad side. It was all manipulated to try to break the country up.
Right. And you can see it then. And, of course, as you come down through history, you can see that tremendous influx West European immigrants coming into this country, starting about 1880 for sure, and continuing on until about 1910 or 1920. 30-some-odd million, they figure, came. And, of course, they didn't learn the language that quick. They learned it, and they became great Americans. But they were so easily manipulated, and, of course, like I said earlier, we got the income tax and the 17th Amendment, of course, and we got the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913.
That's right. Most of the first Americans really wanted to get away from tyranny. Doesn't mean they were angels or perfect, but they were pretty street smart, wise, and sly. But you get a bunch of people, say, from Germany, hardworking, great people. They were property of their local lord. You had the Hessians who were military slaves. You know, they don't teach that in school because supposedly only blacks were indentured servants or slaves, a complete fraud. You had other people from Poland, people from France, where they were under Napoleonic law of the government is God. Yep. And so they got here and didn't understand. And now we've got people from Mexico and Asia and other places with no history of freedom. And Red, have you noticed the government's hiring all these illegals to be the military and the police and to be the CPS workers?
Absolutely. And it's all according to their plan. And here's the thing that I have said. I've had so many people call me over the years and just so concerned. They say, oh, they're going to bring in the foreign troops. And there might be a certain amount of that. But you see, that's where we reach these people, these foreign troops, when they come in, and they are going to be absolutely amazed at what we have in this country.
No, instead, they're incrementally. Well, instead, and hold on a second, I want to add this. They're incrementally having drills with foreign troops and having foreign troops help run the command and control. But no, they're recruiting the Boy Scouts to be the paramilitary. They're militarizing the police. They're bringing in the immigrants and making them our police and our military. They don't need to bring in a foreign force. They're turning the force into a foreign force.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we have to inform those people, and they'll come over, and they'll be on our side.
In fact, that happened in the Revolutionary War. I know you know this, but tell folks about the Germans defecting en masse to our side.
Oh, there was a tremendous number of them. They were the English, of course. They hired the Hessians. They were German troops. And, of course, they're the ones that were the victims of George Washington and
Trenton's
famous crossing of the Delaware River. I think it was the Delaware, if I remember right.
It was Trenton, yes. It was Trenton, yeah.
And of course, I just think that it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out how corrupt our government is. And as long as we're able to speak and as long as we have our written materials out there and such, the whole world is watching us now. They're watching us very close. And I think that we've got more people out there in the other countries of the world that are cheering us on. They're all for us. They recognize that we have something here that they would all like to have. And they don't like the central banks. The central banks are in trouble all over this world today.
Yes.
And so, you know, the euro isn't doing all that great. The dollar, the only thing that's holding up the dollar at this point is the fact that the euro is having a problem.
Well, Red, think how far we've come. And now they go, okay, it's all real. What's the big deal? I want to go to phone calls, but coming up, I want to get into your book, Why the Militia, with an encapsulation of what the militia really is. How do you stop infiltration, provocateur, false flag setups? and the enemy racing to put their cashless grid in. And so how getting back to rural communities, being self-sufficient, will defeat the enemy. It's like a cancer. It can only come into a certain, or it's like something with a rundown immune system. So we're going to talk about that as well. But are you ready to go to calls, Red?
Oh, anytime.
Okay, we're going to go to Brian, Nick, Trevor, Mark, Karen, Kenneth, and others. James just hung up. Brian in Canada, you're on the air with Red Beckman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm not in Canada. I'm actually in China.
Okay, and, go ahead, sir. That's close enough. I misread it. The next caller's from Canada, but you're calling from China. Go ahead.
I just want to say that all of your sites have been banned here in China. I can't access any of them. The only way I can access it is with a special program that, you know, fiddles with the proxy. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you knew that at all. But
yeah, I know InfoWars and Prison Planet off and on get banned. Do you know about InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, ObamaDeception.net? Are those all banned too?
Oh, I haven't checked them out, but I checked Prison Planet and InfoWars. They're definitely banned.
Well, that's why. Why don't you take a screenshot of how it's banned and email it if you can even get it out of the country? What do you think of the announcements of the Italian, the Australian, the British, and the UN that they want worldwide Chinese-style censorship?
Well, I'm actually an Australian myself, and I heard that, you know, Clinton is, asking for free internet. But at the same time, they're censoring it. I mean, you know, in England, you know, that, you know, everything is logged and kept for over a year or something like that.
Also, the so-called free government broadband for the public that the public pays for, it's not free. They give it out for free because on the bus terminals, at the parks, InfoWars and Prison Planet are banned. So, yes, we know it's banned in more and more of the world, and the public still doesn't realize this is actually happening. But send us a screenshot. Send it to Paul Watson at Prison Planet. We'll get an article out. When did the sites become fully banned?
Well, it wasn't that long ago, actually. It wasn't that long ago at all. You know, my father thinks that it's, they're trying to pick a fight with China. They want a world war, and they want to, you know, I woke my father up to this 9/11, and he said for years, you know, that I was just, just crazy. But after I showed him some videos, he's pretty full on about it too now.
So you're working in China, and you can't go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
Black Betty, bam a lamb, whoa, Black Betty, bam a lamb, Black Betty had a child, bam a lamb, the damn thing gone wild, bam a lamb, said a word out of mine, bam a lamb, the damn thing gone blind.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We launched our new free Alex Jones radio show app yesterday, and it's already number 8 on the iPhones app in the news section. At current rates, it will eclipse by next week the number 2 and number 1 spot of the New York Times. The free app to listen how you want, when you want, where you want on your iPhone is at Infowars.com, a link to the subsection so you don't have to search for it at the iPhone store. Of course, for over a year, we've been listed as the top news radio talk show on Flycast that has hundreds of stations and shows. So you can listen on any cell phone with that system. But this is easy. Just get the app. You've got it. We're adding a news feature to it, news tickers. It's got an alarm clock, a bunch of other features. It's got a big back end we can add things to. It's already got a bunch of features, and that's free. About 5 weeks ago or so, we had Max Keiser on the show. And he was talking about learned helplessness. And he was reading from an article, Are Americans a Broken People? Why We've Stopped Fighting Back Against the Forces of Oppression. And then I had a chance to see Dr. Bruce E. Levine on Max's TV show. So we got him on the broadcast today because I've read so many corporate documents. One of the best examples was in 2001. They had a RFID summit in Chicago with Gillette, the Pentagon, and others saying, how do we force everybody to accept RFID and every can of beans, every razor, all your tires, tracking everywhere you go? We'll make the real world like a Google searchable system where everything's tracked. And they said, our internal studies show 87% don't want this, but it also shows we can create a sense of brokenness or desperation where they just submit once we break through these barriers. So they know what they're doing. And the naked body scanners recording you and your children's genitals, lying about it, saying they don't record it. Now it's admitted they do record it in the TSA's own documents. It's all about a journey into total enslavement. Now the chief of police in Austin takes blood without warrants. They do it all over the state of Texas. I mean, under a federal grant. In England, they come up and do random checkpoints and ask you if you're a terrorist. We're being bathed in tyranny. Bruce E. Levine, Ph.D., is a clinical psychologist and author of Is Surviving America Depression Epidemic? How to Find Moral Energy and Community in a World Gone Crazy. Dr. Levine has been a private practice since 85 and has presented talks and workshops to diverse organizations throughout North America. He's also the author of Common Sense Rebellion, Taking Back Your Life from Drugs. We've been decadent. We've had it really good for a long time, and that always leads to weakness. We've been spoiled our children. We haven't gone through adversity. People don't appreciate things. I think the most important thing of a cornucopia of factors, and I want Dr. Levine to talk about this because I've read his writings and really think it's very piercing and right along my own research just from studying this and watching it and being part of it, the process of awakening people, that Madison Avenue, and I've read Bernays' two books, I've read many other books by the big modern fathers of advertising and propaganda, and most people know this, but they don't consciously put into their decision-making every day, and people don't think about it. But most people know that Madison Avenue learned about 100 years ago to make you feel inadequate. So they choose a body type, on average, that women don't look like. For thousands of years, the full-bodied, voluptuous figure was the most beautiful in every culture. It's what I like. It's what men like. I don't like what modern porn has done in a lot of ways, but in one respect, it has brought back the real figure men like. You know, the market has shown they don't want some skinny heroin head. But Madison Avenue chose that because then women will feel inadequate and they could sell them all the cosmetics, the drugs, the diets. Edward Bernays, you know, they had women with cigarettes at rallies. They paid them to smoke cigarettes at meetings where women were trying to get voting suffrage, their voting rights. And so because it was a good cause overall because they were smoking cigarettes. And the cigarette manufacturers funded that. They tied it into fake rebellion. But bottom line, they make you feel inadequate, men, women. Then they can give you a false image of what it is to be a strong man or woman, which actually makes you feel even less empowered. And then people just keep doing more and more of what the system says. And so people don't see themselves as leaders. They don't see themselves as trailblazers. Our role models aren't inventors and civil rights activists and scientists and trailblazers and explorers as America's icons had been previously. Now it's some drug addict athlete or it's some drug addict actress or it's some the image makers know what they've done. And they've told you if you're not 22 and a blonde or you're not, you know, a 25-year-old basketball star, you have no worth. And the children are all given false dreams of being something that one out of 10,000 are going to be able to do, or maybe one out of a million in some cases, to be a movie star. And so people feel pathetic about themselves. So how could they stand up and be leaders? Going back to Dr. Levine. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two really insidious forces working at the same time. One is that there's what you're talking about, just kind of making people feel bad about their basic humanity, pathologizing, medicalizing, diseasing, doing all these kinds of things to make people's, feel like who they are is something problematic. One thing happens off of that is that there's a lot of money to be made off of that, certainly in my profession, and I can go through that with you, is that there's also what ends up happening is as folks are making money, the powers to be get to have a more kind of compliant population who feels lousy about themselves. So it's in the total interest of the kind of corporate authoritarian kind of society that we have here that gets spread, and that's why it will not be confronted in any kind of on any kind of mass media. I mean, for the obvious thing is that they're being supported by commercials, by all of these kinds of different companies that are selling it. But on another level, it won't be confronted by any of the powers to be that are on top of this whole hierarchy here, because at some level they want a population not really feeling too good about themselves. That's not a population that's going to rebel.
Is this not a corporate psychological dictatorship we're living under?
Well, it has been for a pretty long time. I'll give you one little story here. The father of the American Psychiatric Association, literally. I mean, if you took a look at their image, their that adorns the American Psychiatric Association seal. It's a guy named Dr. Benjamin Rush. You know, he's like signed the Declaration of Independence, and so he's, you know, they're real proud of him. Well, what this guy did was, in addition to many other crazy treatments that killed a lot of people, I mean,
including George Washington.
Yeah. I mean, one of his illnesses that he came up with was something called anarchia, which he defined as, quote, an excessive passion for liberty. And it constituted for him a form of insanity. So for him, certainly anybody who at the time who was upset about the American Revolution going in the way of a more centralized, totalitarian kind of society that we've ended up with here today was anybody who confronted that, they had some kind of disease called anarchia. And throughout the whole history of my profession, you'll see that. And so today, I mean, more and more people, I used to say this, and guys like you who were interviewing me, they think I'm making this up, that I'm being... it was being sarcastic, but more and more people are hip to the idea that there actually is an illness today in my business called oppositional defiant disorder, ODD. And this is not an arcane diagnosis. It's given often, and kids are behaviorally modified.
No. John Gartner on the phone was basically telling me I had this.
That you had ODD?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm and schizophrenic.
Well, let me tell your audience, I would doubt that there's one member of your audience there who does not have the symptoms of ODD. I sure as heck am proud to have it. I mean, some of the symptoms that they call an illness are, one, often argues with adults. Two, often refuses to comply with adults. I mean, you know, often gets upset and angry with adults. I mean, these are the symptoms of an illness. And, you know, that's the most one of the more obvious so-called psychiatric, you know, so-called illnesses that's clearly a form of rebellion. But if you take a look at almost everything else that has been labeled as a illness or a pathology or, you know, throughout the history of my business, it's really either an overt or a covert form of rebellion. And of course, there's much more money, you know, to be made by labeling an illness, especially nowadays when you drug everything, and pharmaceutical companies are making a ton off of people's problems and off of people's rebellions. But it's also in the benefit for the whole culture and society. If you could drug every rebellious kid out there, if you could drug everybody out there who's depressed because their life is miserable here because there's no freedom, there's no justice, there's no autonomy. You know, if you can drug all of them, well, not only is there a ton of money to be made out of it, but you quash rebellion.
Absolutely, because the media always demonizes protests, puts them in free speech zones, hires provocateurs on record to engage in violence in front of news cameras so they can then attack the peaceful crowd. We know that's how they're keeping people from getting out on the streets and involved, and they admit they're spying on everybody now. So there's this overall chilling effect. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.